world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair, for hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
You're in the Corporation Nation. We're talking to Patrick Jordan today from vaccinefraud.com, a regular guest on the program. Hey, I wanted to remind you guys that the Free Your Mind Conference is coming up in Philadelphia here in less than a month. April 9th, 10th, and 11th, I believe, are the dates. I'm speaking on Saturday night. I think it's an hour time slot, and I'll be around, to talk and to, well, just have a all around good time. So hope to see some of you guys there. Again, freeyourmindconference.com. Good times. Anyway, so Patrick, we are in, I don't know how to say it. But you take, you know, I love how you reference all the old science fiction movies. And of course, there's a lot of people out there who just despise science fiction. A lot of people out there who are science fiction nerds. I'm somewhere in between, more on the nerd side probably. But it's amazing how many of those movies, are coming to fruition. We've certainly talked about our share. You obviously make a lot of references to them, and what's amazing is that they have predictively programmed this stuff into us, and now, like we've talked about it, it seems like it's been normalized. It's like it's absolutely normal that I should be able to just go to Wikipedia and find any information about any possible disease or anything. That I should be able to just absolutely see the building blocks of the human body, be able to know how to completely alter them and destroy them and change them and genetically modify them, and it's all right there. Just, it's perfectly normal that this is all out there. It's perfectly normal that I can buy any possible disease or disease-causing agent, or its opposite. It's perfectly normal, all of this stuff. That is way more of a that's way more of a science fiction than anything I've ever dreamed of, is that this has been normalized. We're so used to it that we're not even bothered by it anymore. That's amazing.
Me into so many science fiction realms that actually hurts my head, because what you're talking about is the difference between buying a computer program that was written by a corporation that charges for it, compared to going out and I forget the names of the stuff. It just flees for me because I don't like computer stuff. That's why I don't like genetics, by the way. There's platforms out there that are what's called open source code, where it's written by a bunch of people, but anybody can then take the source code and modify it to make the program do whatever the heck they want. And so while they're concerned, I heard... who's the Secretary of State? See, I don't even like those people, so I don't memorize their names. Kerry was saying, oh, we got to stop them Muslims before they get the bomb. Really? You trying to tell me? And I don't mean disrespect to people of any ethnicity, but when they're talking about their created enemies, I am going to be disrespectful. You gonna try to tell me that a bunch of camel jockeys had the ability to either make or acquire a nuclear device that didn't come from a first world country that sold it to them in the first place? It's absurd. absurdity is just beyond belief, because what we're talking about here at the molecular level, Clint, is if I gave you a box of Legos, you'd probably make like a race car and everybody would go, hey, that's cool, nice toy. What these monsters have done is they've made a fully functional living transformer, a golem, if you will, that's been vivified. And when you asked about autism, it's my considered opinion, looking at this stuff for all these years, that autism is like Morgellons. What it is the outside manifestation that's kind of leaking prematurely into the collective consciousness of, it's more of a engineering oops than it is a disease that's manifesting because they haven't reached their end result yet. Like I said, if we are 92% co-opted, perhaps they were reaching for that 98, 99, 100% of the transhuman agenda and doing it below the threshold of perception, because I'm going to tell you something that's just going to fry your pantyhose. Next. They'd done it below our threshold of perception because they wanted to sneak it in and cook that frog slowly, not knowing that it had been converted. But we're seeing that conversion now and going, oh, look, Morgellons. Oh, look, autism. And it's like, no, it's all part of the same transformer continuum. It just kind of snuck out, and now they got to cover it up, and that's why they're doing, oh, methylate this, methylate that, while the Royal Society is saying, if we demethylate everything, what was the word they used?
Demethylate?
Epigenetic erasure. If they erase all of the epigenetic suppression, then every single demon that they put into our chromosomes will then express. We will then have become the thing that they changed us into. Does that make sense the way I said it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like watching... it's like watching and waiting for the next expression of Fukushima. You know, how's, what's going to happen? What's going to burst? What's going to leak? What's going to
exactly.
Gonna explode?
Exactly. I love happen? It. Yeah.
I mean, it's a waiting game, and the more you wait around and the more you add through more vaccination, through more food, through, I mean, it's, you know, What scares me about this is that it's and it sounds crazy, you know, it does sound crazy, but what scares me the most is that it's as you say, they can flip a switch, whatever that means, whether that's a frequency or whether that's a spray in the air, whatever it is, they can flip a switch and suddenly we act like angry apes. Or they can flip a switch and suddenly we act perhaps like we're acting today, which is a bunch of pussies, if you don't mind me saying. That's what's scary about it to me. Is you can control whole populations through the expression of their genome.
So let's go into the scary part, where we're going all the way back to 1972, vaccinefraud.com, PDF page. 1972 WHO memos. Back then, they were working with cobra venom, the venom of a cobra, snake poison, to do what? To interfere with the complement. It's an immune system cascade. If you interfere with the complement cascade, then when you have already loaded up your victim with all these deadly viruses, the immune system doesn't kick in, and so it doesn't kill the host. And I've been laboring for years and years over, okay, they've literally engrafted all of these bestial viruses and diseases into us. Why aren't we dead? Because there's a lot of people out there not getting vaccines. That's why they're so militant about trying to enforce vaccines. There's people that are resisting that. There are people that won't be exposed to the kind of high-level chemicals that you had read about that you can buy off the internet, because those are used at a laboratory level. So if they're not in the air, the food, and the water, and you're not getting drugs that deliver them, then how are they dampening our immune system? And as I was searching files for the show, because I had cited that they use mosquito cells now to make vaccines, that reminded me of our beloved Bill Gates and his genetic engineering of mosquitoes as vaccines. And I couldn't find the exact citation of the major portions that he genetically engineered into these mosquitoes, but one of them coded for scorpion venom. Another one coded for the, like a subunit of the malaria parasite, so that it would be recognized as an antigen, the immune response made to it. But then I was searching my books, I came across my book called Doof, where there is a article in there, Scorpion Pesticide Test Goes Ahead. Scientists undeterred by fresh evidence of potency of virus. Written by Susan Watts in 1994. 1994! They were testing scorpion venom in cabbage, because apparently BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, the stuff that is like the poster child of genetically modified corn and soybeans and other things that they were putting the pesticide into the plant instead of spraying it on the plant, Bacillus thuringiensis wasn't working so well. That's what happens with poison. Things adapt. Life finds a way, like Michael Crichton said. And so they're experimenting with putting scorpion venom in cabbage. And I'm thinking, and if people don't know that, they're having their kimchi, they're having their coleslaw, and they're eating scorpion venom, and that alone, below the threshold of knowledge or perception, would hold their immune system hostage so that they can continue to put in the little cocker spaniel and the rabbit and the monkey foreskin and the black woman cervix, because what we're talking about is what they didn't have a word for in the 1700s. The ingrafting of bestial disease means that you are allografting. You know that, Clint. You write about xenotransplantation. The only way you can graft in a foreign organism is to destroy the immune system.
Yeah, it's a necessary step. It's just, you know, when I researched the notion of interferon, and I found out that the, you know, the purpose and the reason for the whole interferon craze there for a while was that they had this thing and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. Why couldn't they harm and cause disease in these rabbits? It was really pissing them off. They couldn't cause disease. And so they're working, and they finally identified something that they called, if I remember, it was, eventually they called it interferon, but it was, first it was like a disease-interfering vector or something like that. I can't remember the official term. But they couldn't figure, there was some chemical, some reaction in the body that was preventing them from giving the disease. And so their whole goal was not to prevent the disease, but to establish the disease in the body. But the immune system always got in the way. And you find that over and over and over and over. And suddenly they found it. Whatever the compound was, they called it interferon. Why did they call it interferon? Because it interfered with their damn disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you consider that. You start seeing that over and over. And every study you read about the animals they're killing because and causing cancers. And nobody cares about that either. Yeah, a whole slave race of little tiny sweet little mice and sweet little animals, monkeys and now cocker spaniels.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to care about that. And now you know, you start putting together that the genomes, the epigenomes, are similar, and that they, again, can put something in and the host will accept it, because it's just, you know, it's like my Apple computer and my Microsoft computer are compatible because they've made it that way. You see, it used to be did two different languages, but my Linux can now accept my Microsoft proprietary programs because they've made us compatible. They've done the same thing between humans and animals. They've done the same thing between insects and humans and animals. They've done the same thing with, well, archons, with archaea, with all the different kingdoms and phylums and all that stuff out there. They've made us compatible. If we weren't compatible before, they figured out what the immune system is doing to interfere, and they've overcome. And that's where we're at right now. We're at a place where all of our switchboards, our epigenomes, are now basically in a compatibility mode, and they are at the point where they're literally able to reprogram. I don't know. Maybe this isn't hitting home. Maybe people just can't get it. But it's the same as computers. Like you said, it's why you don't like genetics. Because it's so similar to computer programming.
I love your word analogies, man. I've been writing this stuff down, like creating evolution. that's a Clint Richardson original, man. They are creating a evolution in compatibility mode, and my urgency, you know, because people say, oh, you sound so passionate when you talk. It's like, we only have 8% of our genome left before we have the capacity to do anything. And this is what I'm preaching in my next four books. I'm writing four books at the same time. And what came out in the previous two books was that all of what we're seeing, it's not transhumanism as a separate topic. It's not autism as a separate topic. It's not Morgellons as a separate topic. They are all one continuous line of created disease. And it's only because we're seeing, you know, just a few things rear their ugly head, and they try to beat it down with this gene silencing. I'd like to finish off what you said with from the Royal Society, the cell fate reversal. Oh my God, that's apoptosis, which means programmed cell death. Our cells go through cycles and then they die, and the garbage men come and they take them out, and then you make a new cell. Well, the cell fate reversal, hand in hand with what you were saying, I'm really anxious to see this article with the epigenetic erasure. So let's think about this, because I'm doing the synthesis now, you know, in real time. This is what I do all day long, Clint. When you just gave me those two things, epigenetic erasure and cell fate reversal, I thought, okay, if they've compromised 92% of our genome, if they get to 98, 99, 100%, they've rewritten us, then they erase all the suppressors, all of the histones, all of the methyl groups that then allow those genes to express themselves, then we become the transformer. And my God, we're back to my definition of hell. If you reverse cell fate, that means you can't even kill the monster within. Isn't that like a damnation to an eternal life of being something that has been completely perverted?
The abomination of desolation. And they talk about lots. I mean, the epigenomic project and the capabilities of what they're talking about doing and being able to do now, again, it goes so far beyond, you're talking about cell fate. You're talking about the fate of us And if you do change and you do manage to be able to control and alter all 100%, you know, well, guess what? That makes us patentable.
Right.
That makes us changeable. It makes us alterable. It makes us manufacturable. It makes us clonable. It makes us all of those things. It makes us twinnable. It makes us the perfect soldier class compared to the thing. It makes us alphas, betas, deltas, gammas. It makes us anything they want to do at that point. I mean, for God's sake, if you think about it, Patrick, we don't even know that that our property, our land, isn't even ours. We don't even know that our property doesn't belong to us. How the hell are we going to know that our genes don't belong to us? And how are we going to know any of that? But when they start talking about being able to alter your child, in vitro, before it's even born, mm-hmm. when they mm-hmm. start talking about being able to control the fate of stem cells, when they start talking about these things, then, you know, I said it before, we're at war, but this isn't just war. It's more like replacement. We're being replaced. You don't have to go to war with a people if you just, as you say, replace their innards.
Who are being Fabian.
Expressions.
Yeah, they snuck in one of their shills into a low-level government position, and they bided their time to work their way up through the hierarchy to the point where they could hire in their own kind, and they populated that government. You know, I'm making an analogy with the human body. They populated that government with their own kind, and before you know it, it's completely taken over from the inside out. That's a one-to-one relationship correspondence.
You think you can out-analogy me?
No, dude, I know you're going to take this and you're going to make money on it.
Oh, funny stuff. Well, you know, what can we do? The good news is, folks, that little tiny 2-foot elephant that you saw in whatever movie that was could soon be your pet. And that little 2-foot girl that they were using in the recent shows, the smallest woman on Earth, they can make a bunch of those, and you can have your own mini-me. There's all kinds of the possibilities here, folks. And guess what? Because our morals, our values, our ethics, and everything else that makes us who we are being taken away, there is unlimited possibilities here. We can have anything for a pet. We could make our own pet. All we'll need is a 3D printer in the future. I mean, heck, we are going into the golden age here, folks. It's great, isn't it? Well, Patrick, I'm excited. How about you?
The golden age of extortion. I have said for several years now, go to ABC News and look up the Tree Man, T-R-E-E-M-A-N, the Tree Man. It's an actual person from Indonesia whose immune system got deranged, and he got these warty growths on his body that made him look, well, you got to see it because there's no words to describe it. And what you're talking about is things that could be. What I'm trying to recharacterize this as is 92% of us have already been converted to. And all they have to do is flip a switch, and we're all Tree Man. We are the Transformer. It's in us. And by the way, what he expressed, that virus, was human papilloma. And so I've always used that as a scare tactic because, hey, you know, I'm playing this war to win. I want to scare the hell out of people. Take a look at the Tree Man and then understand that virus, that potentiality, is already in your sons and daughters if they got the HPV vaccine. That's the sword of Damocles that they hold over our heads is, hey, look, we rewrote you. And since you're a patent guy, I tried to help a guy get a patent, and the patent office, although they had five, I'm not kidding you, dead similar patents, they refused this guy's patent because it didn't have a significant amount of difference, and they actually put a percentile on it to allow it to be patented against the other five that were already allowed. And it's like, well, how much of the human genome do you have to change before you claim, hey, I made him?
And I realize, how are they selling this? And I realize how they're selling it now. I remember when I was looking at the CAFR reports, when I was looking at the investment holdings of all these pension funds, and I realized that government is the owner of everything in Hollywood, all the news stations, etc. And a couple of those companies are almost exclusively owned by governments and pension funds, etc. Are Marvel and those types of companies that are making these movies out of comic books. And so how are they selling this? How are they selling this to us? And I just realized that's how they're doing it. We are so enamored by these science fiction, by X-Men, Superman, Batman. I mean, think about that. Aren't they also telling us that the bat, bat rabies is what's going to cause zombies? There's all these different things. We're actually caught up in a propaganda campaign right now. It's called superhero worship. They're making movies about people who are quote unquote superheroes and super soldiers. They're called the Avengers, and they're called the X-Men, and they're called, and we are being systematically again fooled, and that type of thing is being normalized into our culture. We love our science fiction, Patrick. Let's just admit it. We're science fiction geeks. However, we also have to step back and say, well, wait a minute. This is how they're selling it. This is how they're actually appealing to even my sense of wonder and awe that you could have a superpower, or that you could be a Transformer, or you could be this, or you could be that. Even the Transformers movies present it as a DNA type of thing, but it's for machines, and that, you know, we should really be paying attention to that. I think it's the propaganda is everywhere.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought this topic up, because I was taking notes before the show to keep myself on track, and I didn't write it down. And you segue perfectly into the next logical step. And that's of what is the end game, the transhuman agenda, if it's not just Morgellons, if it's not just Alzheimer's, if it's not just autism, what's the end game?
Well, we'll answer that question when we come back, man. What is the end game? The question is the game going to end, or is it going to continue, like you say, in hell? That's the real question. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you see the frightened ones? Hear the falling bombs. Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfell beneath the clear blue sky?
You're in the Corporation Nation. We are talking to Patrick. So, left a cliffhanger there, buddy. Keep going.
End game. As if the game it does have an end, because you know you got a history in video games. You know, do games end, or you just hit the reset button and start from a lower level? Or if the programmer programmed infinite levels, will the game ever end? So the ultimate goal, probably is what I should have said here, is that there's scuttlebutt out there about the use of spider silk for making bulletproof substances. And of course, when I see spider silk, bulletproof, and DARPA all in the same sentence, I think they're not going to be making body armor so some municipal cop can taser grannies. What they're probably, the end result is spider silk is a protein. The 8% of functional genes that we have code for proteins. So all you have to do, you know, retrovirus, provirus, you know, plasmid, stick a few plasmids, stick a few retroviruses, if they're not already there, if they're not already in us, to code for spider silk. And then you've got the film that I can't watch. It actually causes me physical discomfort. The film Gamer. where you actually have avatars that are human beings that cannot die. They can feel pain, they can be blown to smithereens, but all you do is sew them up and put them back on the battlefield. They also have been working on the surfaces of geckos' feet. And a gecko can climb on your ceiling. You know, it can hang upside down on a painted ceiling. How can they do that? Well, there's molecular adhesion properties to the actual physiology of a gecko that the military has been modeling so that they can make boots and gloves so that literally a human being can do a Spider-Man routine and climb walls and ceilings like a gecko. Well, I'm mixing animals, but I'm not mixing the metaphor because you just brought out Marvel Comics. Wouldn't it be cool if you could climb walls and shoot spider silk out of your wrist? It's this aggrandizement, it's this idolization of the weirdness, because all you have to do then is go from making a biopolymer that mimics gecko feet and putting on gloves and shoes to actually putting it into a human being and making it express by doing what? Removing that epigenetic silencer so that the genes express, and then all of a sudden you got gecko hands and feet and you can be a soldier and go kill people. Because this is a cult of nothing but death. Everything they do is its ultimate purpose is death and harm and just insanity.
So it's all cool.
Okay.
It's all cool until Brundlefly suddenly expresses. Do you remember? You remember the fly?
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, at first he's like, yeah, I'm stronger, I have more virile sex, I'm climbing on walls. Then all of a sudden his freaking nose falls off, right. And he becomes this disgusting fly. Well, that kind of seems to be the way we're headed.
That's so sick, and I'm sorry I'm laughing, Clint, but my God, you hit it in one. Yeah, if that's what I want to communicate to the audience, it's like, that's the moment that I want you to feel in the depths of your gut that they've already done it, man. 92% of our genome has been converted. 92%. When are we going to fight? When do we have the window to fight to stop it? Because here's the ultimate screw you on the end of this discussion is when I evaluate material, it's always with an eye to science. So when I hear something like David Icke and we're talking about shapeshifters and aliens and reptiles and all this other kind of stuff, it's like I just let it wash over me because I'm still looking for, is there any scientific merit to this? What about shapeshifting? Look up plasmodium. Look up slime mold. A slime mold is a thing that goes from a vegetative, which means plant-like state, into a locomoting, meaning moving from place to place, amoeboid, which is an animal state, and back again, as the environment dictates. And it does it with fluidity. And so I've been saying for years now, it's like, okay, they've had knowledge of this. They've been working on the technology. Could it be that this transformer-type genetic restructuring might also be under the control of shape-shifting, where you could go from, like, human to fly and back again, just like we've been predictively programmed in the comic books and then the movies?
Sounds like my mom's Jell-O mold.
And so,
Jell-O man,
keep me on track, man. Our obligation then is to find the countermeasures to this stuff, because if we don't, then our existence as a species has gone the way of the dinosaur.
Well, I mean, it's... Like you said, I mean, the real question is, we kind of know in various terms the what they're planning for us. We can see that. We can read their studies. We can sort of understand that they're trying to develop us into and manufacture us into something. What are they doing for themselves? That's the real question. I mean, you know, are they going to keep the species, you know, in some sort of original state, so that in case they need to reverse engineer, I mean, are they going to keep themselves the same? This sounds like crazy talk, of course, but I mean, you know, I say it with no hesitation whatsoever. You know, what about them? You know, what are they going to do to themselves?
I'm seeing Adam and Eve in the Bill Gates seed vault in, you know, in Iceland, on ice.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, because we do focus on ourselves. What's their end game? Because if we can screw them up, and I want to talk about countermeasures. If we can screw them up, then we have the ability to screw up what they've done to us and what they're doing to themselves. And that will lead to an extinction event, because you don't want the disease or the carrier to survive, because then it'll just perpetuate. So let's take a look at something else that just came across my email recently, that there's a study that showed if they use ultrasound on mice that have amyloid plaque in their brains, so we're talking Alzheimer's, we're talking prion disease, they can use the ultrasound to break up the plaque. And you're the one that had shared with us that they can use ultrasound to actually activate prions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at this beautiful thing in life. There's always thesis and antithesis. Everything has an off-on. Some things in life go into catastrophic failure, and you can't bring, well, as far as we know, you can't bring this, Twin Towers back up from the dust. So there is catastrophe. But a lot of things in nature have a toggle function, an on-off. And so they were using ultrasound to break up prionic amyloid disease that they probably gave to them in the first place. We've got methods of fighting back.
Well, and it's funny because that was my, you know, originally when I wrote about prions, my first venture into it, which was basically, this is the new zombie apocalypse, basically the prion notion, because of the Kuru and all of that stuff that happened, the dying of laughing and that sort of thing. But, you know, the... one of the things I wrote was that it seems to me like the cure to this goes into frequency, that Royal Rife had it right, that your, you know, the only thing that's going to stop these things is a frequency that is opposite to the health frequency, or that is the health frequency of the body. So, you know, I it doesn't surprise me that you found that, but I'm certainly excited that you did, because... I mean, it's sort of an obvious conclusion that the only way you're going to kill something that's basically indestructible in every other way, I mean, in other words, the only way to kill the prion is to kill the host, and it still won't kill the prion, is something that won't kill the host, which would be a frequency. So I'm kind of excited that you found that.
Let me take you all the way back to 1937. The Hospital of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, Johnson Foundation for Medical Physics, University of Pennsylvania. The effect of intense sonic vibrations on elementary bodies of vaccinia. Vaccinia is that monster that Jenner created. In 1937, they knew that if they put it in probably a test tube, and gave it a shake at 8,900 hertz, it'd completely break it up and it wouldn't be infective anymore. 1937. They know this stuff, man. This is, I try to encourage people. I don't give them hope. I try to encourage people that they have the power if they apply their entire essence into solving these problems. The answers are out there, man.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a Utah, I think she was from Utah. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick here. Well, there was kind of big news because, you know, a senator or a congressman dies. And what people didn't know was that she died of prion disease. She died of Khrushchev-Jakob's disease. You know, they say it on the news, but nobody actually knows what the hell that means. Nobody knows or understand that it's a prion disease. So the cyclic, they call it protein misfolding cyclic amplification, or PMCA, is an amplification technique conceptually like PCR, but not involving nucleotides, to multiply misfolded prions, which are the bad kind, originally developed by Soto and colleagues. Soto is a big name in all the prion disease. It is a test for spongiform encephalopathy like BSEs, Khrushchev-Jakob's, etc. The technique initially incubates a small amount of abnormal prion with an excess of normal prion protein so that some conversion takes place. The growing chain of misfolded protein is then blasted with ultrasound. What are you blasting your children with when you see if they're a male or a female? The ultrasound. Breaking it down into smaller chains and so rapidly increasing the amount of abnormal protein available to cause conversions. By repeating the cycle, the mass of normal protein is rapidly changed into misfolded prions. The PRPSC, which is scrappy, which is the dangerous kind, the kind that screws you over. All right, so you're talking about putting ultrasound, a frequency, onto the brain to cause your normal prions to manifest and into the unfolded or misfolded type, which are the infectious type, and it just starts consuming the brain. This is what's killing people. It's what's found with the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, etc., the amyloid plaques. So literally, they're invoking the health frequency of a prion to make it grow and basically annihilate. Well, Patrick, as you've said so many times, if there's a on switch, there's an off switch. If there's a health frequency, there's also a royal rife death frequency, and that's what you're reading from right now. So we know that the way that in an autopsy that they test for prions is to bomb them with ultrasound, make them more active. Well, that means, folks, and I know that they know it because you just read it, that they could cure all of our diseases by just this frequency. And I know that they know it. It's obvious.
And isn't that the essence of magic and black magics is illusion? They got us all scared that a prion, you can heat it to 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, and it just laughs at you. But if you apply the right frequency to it, it'll break up like grains of sand. Isn't that just the biggest mind hose in the entire world?
Well, it's one of those things where we should be, and when I first started talking about prions, I said, look, this is the cause of so many diseases. They allude to it. They talk about it. It's on the CDC website. Amazing. And I said, we need to pressure these people and make them reverse what they've done to us. And I still held the same position, folks. We need to pressure these people. And they have caused you disease. And they can cure, literally, with frequency and other methods, your disease. They can cure your children of all the things they've caused. But you sit there and you do nothing. And I don't know how else to say it, but There is no options here left. I mean, we either get this under control or we continue to degrade and be degraded and devolved or evolved, reprogrammed. I mean, that's the only option here, because we can't see it happening. We can feel it. We can we reveal the symptoms. It's pretty obvious when you look at the symptoms of society and sickness and illness. But we don't see it. It's not obvious. That's the problem. We can't see the enemy.
I can feel my mind going, Dave. Dave, what are you doing?
We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
We control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is real. Versus this rhyme.
Tell you about next week. We got Vicki Davis finally joining us again from channelingreality.com. Definitely check out her website on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th. We've got David Amrain, if I'm saying that correctly, who's from Holda Clark, or DrClark.com, information about Dr. Holda Clark, and that should be interesting, considering we're talking about frequency, tools for healing, etc. And, of course, Daniel on Wednesday, and then KW on Thursday the 19th. And that's about all I got so far. So, anyway, good times, Patrick. Any last words, possibly literally, before we go away here?
Ouch, man. Yeah, it's amazing that you brought up David, because one of the notes that I had for the closing of the show is, with respect to frequency, ask him about hold this program for killing tapeworms, because she made a warning. You don't want to run a frequency on a tapeworm, per se, because you might just kill the frequency of the head, and then the segments are still there to repopulate you, and you would have to get the frequency of every segment and take them out one by one by one by one. So you want to get the whole thing at once. And Rife, when he did his frequencies before he was infiltrated by the Yehudis, he used audio frequencies. That's why it was 8900 hertz, which is in the audio range. You know, it's not ultrasound for vaccinia. He used audio frequencies, but he found that if you do the frequency for tuberculosis and you don't do immediately the frequency for the virus that's released by the tuberculosis, it can kill you in a half an hour. So there's booby traps, there's fail-safes in this stuff. This is why we all have to work together to get in-depth, useful information on how to use frequencies, because we just can't be messing with it with, you know, for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. And we're talking literally here.
Well, nowadays it's no longer knowledge, it's like digital information. for lack of epigenomic information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Patrick, we're at the end here, but how's the book writing coming, and are you going to get those out before the end of the world as we know it?
The Shmetna, I think that's actually the name of a composer.
Shmekma.
Yeah. It's no longer on my horizon. This stuff is so convoluted. I want to do it justice, and I want to expose that, you know, everything that we're surrounded with is counterintelligence. Even alternative medicine has been weaponized against us, and I want to get it out there so people can use it as a manual to protect themselves. Because everything we know, Clint, is it's a lie.
Well, you're working on this. I'm working on the legal lie and the spiritual lie. So,
yeah.
Boy, what else is there? There's something else there. We got to get a trifecta going here. All right, my friend, vaccinefraud.com, lots of books, lots of information, and of course, I agree, people should be reading the WHO memos, which are available on Patrick's site, vaccinefraud.com. All of this stuff was planned way before I was born. All right, folks, thank you. We will see you Monday. Take care. Stay tuned for Tuscan. And go to freeyourmindconference.com.
With financial